This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. As we start the new year, two states, Washington and Colorado, start a new policy. The recreational use of marijuana is now legal in both states. Officials are working on rules for pot stores and farms, quality control, and tax collection. And then there are the people hoping to become the new legal dealers. From our entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
I'm Jake. Hi.
This is the Greenlink Collective, a medical marijuana dispensary near downtown Seattle. Starbucks headquarters is a muffin throw away. Jake George manages the store.
So here, this is a strain called UW Purple. It's kind of famously known for being a strong indica that doesn't put you to sleep. You can see really nice hints of lavender in there.
George is quick to point out the health benefits for cancer, chronic pain, depression. But the marijuana business, it is so ripe for a recreational boom. Just look at the mind-bending munchies here.
We have a fridge that's loaded up with everything from a brownie. We've got peanut butter bliss bars. A lot of it's driven around candy because it masks the flavor very well.
State regulators may not like that candy category. Pot's only legal for adults. It's totally illegal under federal law. Still, Washington and Colorado will allow private companies to produce and distribute pot for the first time ever. Other states could follow.
My phone has been ringing off the hook with investors interested in participating in our angel investor network.
Troy Dayton runs ArcView, a cannabis industry consulting group in San Francisco.
Mark Twain said that during a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business.
Selling supplies, steady business, low risk.
Cannabis is still federally illegal, so there's even more of a reason to be in the pick and shovel side of things.
Meaning businesses that don't deal directly in leaves and buds.
Potency and purity testing, labeling, packaging, advertising and promotions.
Ancillary businesses, Dayton calls them. There are plenty of them.
Information management, like point of sale and inventory control. Banking and financial and legal and insurance and security.
And how big is the pot market? Domestic production, still mostly illegal, may be worth $40 billion a year. That's on par with some top legal crops, like soybeans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.